Last week, we met Teresa Gleason, co-owner of Ming Toy Gallery in Benson. She opened a public relations firm in the same building as the gallery for two reasons. Firstly, to spend her working day inside of the gallery. Secondly, to support the talented community in Omaha, especially non-traditional and emerging artists. Ming Toy Gallery, originally the Little Gallery when it opened in 2015, moved to the Blackstone District for a while, and just last month is back in downtown Benson, in a more spacious place and where Gleason plans to be permanent. And for the current exhibition, Denise Levy is a local artist who has been painting since high school on and off, but just recently is dedicating herself to painting full-time.
I grew up in Bennington, Nebraska. I started painting when I was in college. Prior to that, I really didn't think I was creative or had any talent.
Levy is showing rural routes, paths, roads, and highways travel. Her focus on painting landscapes for this exhibition started about a year ago.
A lot of them have a story behind them from my childhood. Prior to this collection, I did a whole collection that had hay bales in them. And I did a painting with a hill that was about a half a mile from the road of my childhood home. And I grew up on a gravel road, and our address was Rural Route 1. And the title of the collection is Rural Routes. But every painting kind of emerged with either a photo that I took from a road trip, or a photo that had a road in it, or a path, or something from a hike. So it's just the combination of those photographs that I've been taking. Some of them are very recent. Some of them I took 15 years ago. Just my love of the Midwest.
Levy says that she is glad to finally have her first real gallery show. But it has taken her a lot of work to get to this exhibition. Although she started painting in high school, she feels that prior to that, she did not receive the support of the schools as a child.
I think that's because, well, I know it's because my art teachers in school, you know, kind of picked the kids who were the best at drawing. And I think that's like a real problem with our education. And I think it still happens today. I got a real chip on my shoulder with that. I talk to a lot of adults all the time who say, oh, I wish I could do that. And it's like, you can, you know, but we've all been beaten down. If we're not given this gift in the beginning of being able to draw the perfect apple, then we think we're not creative. But when I went to college, I had two good friends who lived in the dorm room next to me. One was an architect major, the other was interior design major, and I thought I wanted to be an accountant. And if you knew me, you would know how funny that is. And I saw the projects they were doing, and I was like, oh, this is what I want to do, you know, because they were just in the basic design and all the basic classes. So I quickly changed my major to interior design. I ended up eventually changing to art history. So I graduated with a BFA in art history.
For Levy, the Omaha community has taken a new direction in supporting local artists for at least the last 10 years, one of the reasons why she is finally becoming a full-time artist. For more information about Ming Toy Gallery and Levy's work, you can visit mingtoygallery.com. Or visit the gallery in person at 6066 Maple Street. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.